Eddie Lacy, frankly, all of our guys will be in the morning. I don't have high concern based off the information talking to Dr. McKenzie last night. But, you know, coming off a Monday night game, you know, tomorrow will be, you know, a lot like a Tuesday. So we'll see how these guys go through their examinations.
Mike, I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand exactly last night. The Sam Shields, at the end, were you just rotating guys in, or did he have an issue in the game?
No, it was a rotation. It's something that we went into the game with, talking with Dom and Joe Witt. You know, with Sam missing practice and, you know, making it through the protocol, it was great to have him available. But, you know, Sam didn't practice until Sunday, just the outdoor work, so. We just wanted to make sure we were covered there, and Devon and Casey had a good week's work.
So no concern about Sam going forward?
No, I think, Sam, you know, anytime you go through the, you know, concussion process, it's, you know, it's something that you have to, you know, bounce back from, and I thought he, you know, obviously he wanted to be out there Monday night, and appreciate him, you know, being there. So he's a young player, and he's our guy.
Mike, did Bill show anything on some of the coverage issues you had with Julio Jones? Was there any thought to changing things up and offering more help that way?
Well, I think we did change things up. I mean, it isn't like we played one coverage. But, they had a big day. You know, Julio had a huge night. They got hot in the second half. I think you have to first give the Falcons credit. I mean, they're a very good offense. So, winning in December is important, and winning in December is difficult. So, and I'll tell you what, I'm not going to sit here and talk about defense all day. So we're on to Buffalo. That's where we are. We'll have time to correct our things tomorrow with our players, and we'll learn from it. And obviously, you always want to make corrections after a win.
After you just said that, I'm going to ask one more question. But I was just curious, did you maybe save some stuff? I just wondered, it didn't seem like you doubled him much. I was wondering, maybe you guys are saving, you had a big lead, maybe saving some ideas in case there's a rematch on, or am I just fishing way too hard?
You're fishing, yeah.
Mike, what did you think when you did need to rely on James Starks on that 4-minute offense and his production?
I mean, James, you know, early in the year, really both James and Eddie didn't have a lot of attempts, just more, you know, the way those games went. You know, I just love the fact that the way James responds with his opportunities. So, you know, obviously Eddie was the feature back 2 weeks ago. He went in this back with a 1-2 punch mentality, and James was excellent. So, you know, James Starks has played a lot of excellent football for us over the years, and I thought last night was one of his best nights.
Was last night the way that you kind of envisioned James and Eddie with that two-back rotation working, the way that they were able to kind of play off of each other and complement each other on the field?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they both have established themselves as three-down players, so it gives you the opportunity to have flow with that. And, yes, definitely, they got two distinctly different running styles, and I think they're an excellent complement to one another.
Would you like to see Aaron slide on a couple of those scrambles that he had?
Well, I mean, you know, anytime you have the football in your hand, whether you're throwing it or running it, you're put in a position to make decisions. So, I mean, all of our decision makers, whether it's the strong safety or the free safety, making adjustments on coverage, the centers making declarations and adjustments in run blocking and protection. I mean, you grade those decisions, and, you know, decisions are part of the game. That's why you play the game. So it's never perfect, but we obviously trust Aaron and his judgment, and he's, you know, the quarterback position is the position that has the highest responsibility of decision making, and I think he's an excellent decision maker.
By and large, how's he done that? Regardless, it seems like when you see teams spying and he stays in the pocket, it seems simple, but as soon as they take the spy out of there, he takes our frame. It seems like he's just really got a good, he's one of your words, a good pulse on when to go and when to not go.
Well, I think Aaron is clearly the best in the game as far as playing from in the pocket and then his ability to transition to out of the pocket. So, I mean, that's the way the quarterback position is trained. He's exceptional at both. I mean, he can hit any quadrant on the field from inside the pocket and his ability to transition left, right, or up, you know, up, step up. And he's very instinctive, has an excellent feel for that. And in particular, I think he does a great job keeping his eyes downfield.
Mike, I'm not sure how much time you spent on Buffalo yet, but what do you see out of their defense, especially their front?
We've been very impressed with Buffalo. I think the defensive front is outstanding. So very talented, very productive. And, you know, this is going to be probably our biggest challenge, particularly on the road. So Buffalo's a very difficult place to play. You know, I think Doug Marone's doing a great job up there, and this is going to be a big one for us.
Mike, I know we've talked about how well Aaron's playing basically every week, but five straight games now without an interception, the second time he's done that this season. Have you ever seen a quarterback play as efficiently as Aaron has this season?
Yeah, I like answering these questions after the season, but I've never seen a quarterback or been a part of a quarterback play at this level. I mean, he obviously 2011, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. But his command, his responsibility level is higher than it's ever been. His production, to me, is higher than it's ever been. I think he's due to big leads in games has missed what, four or five quarters of opportunities. So, you know, his attempts and are down compared to the prior years. So he's playing the best football of his career, in my opinion.
Mike, I know coming into the season you guys wanted to kind of limit or at least keep an eye on Julius Peppers' snaps, but how do you think he's held up with what you guys have kind of put out there for him?
Julius is a very well-conditioned, you know, athlete, takes great care of himself. So, he hasn't blinked as far as missing any practice time. I mean, he's there each and every day. He's the same guy. So I think our plan is definitely working, and I really like what Julius gives us.
You know, back to Ryan's question, both with Rodgers and the turnovers, then you guys have eight this year. It's number one in the league. You haven't had one in like four or five games now. Mm-hmm. I know it's always a big emphasis for you, the limiting giveaways, but was it a bigger – is there anything you can point to that different from previous years? I mean, eight's – pretty remarkable number.
Well, we're not done playing yet. You know, it's, you know, we have a lot of football left. So we emphasize it. We work on it every day. Our players are extremely conscientious of it. And, you know, there's fundamentals and technique involved in it. And right now we're doing it the way we need to do it.
Like you talked before about the way this offensive line is playing this year. You just mentioned Buffalo's defensive front and the challenge they're going to present. Is this offensive line kind of, you know, peaking at the right time for a matchup like this, do you think?
Well, I think this is going to be an excellent matchup between, you know, all the lines. I think this game is going to be, it's going to dictate what way the game goes based on who wins the battle in the trenches. So I think you got matchups both on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. So our offensive line's playing very well. Their defensive line's playing very well. We're playing up there on a fast track on their field turf. A little bit crowd noise will be a challenge. Buffalo's a tough place to play, so this will be a big challenge for our guys, and they'll be ready.
Mike, you mentioned yesterday, or just a little bit ago, that tomorrow is almost like a Tuesday just because of recovery. Your practice is very short tomorrow based on the schedule, is
yes.
That right? How will you handle the on-field stuff just as it goes on?
Well, the on-field stuff, I mean, it'll be pretty much how we've traditionally done it after Monday night football games, so we'll be in helmets. So the work load will be light. We'll spend a lot more time in the classroom.
With Clay playing more inside, I mean, how's the pass rush been outside of him with what you have with Julius, Mike, and Nick Perry now back in there? Are you getting enough out of those guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think our pass rush has been good. It's clearly an improvement from earlier in the year, clearly an improvement from last year. So we have some different things going on each and every week. Based on, you know, where we're going to play Clay and so forth. It's good to have Nick Perry back, you know, at full strength. I felt like last night he was back after that shoulder injury. So Mike Neal's doing well. So I like the way our rush unit has been performing.
Like, you guys made a roster move, I think, before the game. What can you tell us about Bruce and what he did here?
You know, he's been out there in Arizona, out of Arizona from Purdue University, so Pepper was happy about that. That's a joke. That's our trainer. But good young man, a chance to visit with him. He actually Mike Targovac spent the day with him yesterday just trying to get him ready, just in, you know, just in case he was needed to be up on the 46. So I think he'll be a good fit. I haven't seen him practice live yet, so that's always a pretty good indicator. So I'll probably give you a better idea after Thursday's practice.
Jordy was nominated for the NFL Sportsmanship Award today. I guess can I kind of obvious question, but can you just kind of talk about Jordy's meant to you on the field, off the field, and just the kind of guy he is?
Well, Jordy Nelson, as everybody knows, is a great receiver. He's having a phenomenal year. But I think off the field is probably his biggest strength. I mean, he's a class act. He's the same guy every day, very consistent, great teammate, so hard worker, excellent work ethic, you know, big-time family man. His family is, you know, he has his priorities in order, so it's a joy to coach Jordy Nelson.
Thank you.